Water babies. Throughout these isles, there are many names for water-dwelling spirits, from the Arthurian Lady of the Lake to the altogether more predatory Peg Powell or Jenny Greenteeth. If you can find a body of water big enough to swing a cat in, you can be sure that there's a strong female something lurking nearby. In Wales, the Gwragedd-annwn, or Lake Maidens, are a particularly enchanting type of water spirit. They might be coaxed into coming ashore and marrying human men, but their fey ways are often a cause for consternation for their husbands. One story tells of a human-wed lake maiden who would cry at weddings for how many troubles have begun at the altar, and also laugh at funerals for who is more free from strife than our beloved dead. Not much is said about child-rearing when it comes to this part of the fairy world. I like to imagine that of all the creatures, the stoic heron would make the best of all nannies. Patient and watchful, he would make an excellent gardener, fabulous fishing tutor. Once the babies are grown, he also makes the best bait for somewhat larger prey, the wildlife photographer. Next time you find yourself catching the eye of an apparently solitary heron, tread lightly. You wouldn't want to wake the babies.